This is the English program, and now we take a look at our English law review. We've been recently taking a look, close look, at the legal profession, the various jobs, professions within the legal system. Today we take a look at magistrates. Well, magistrates have been part of the English legal system since the Justice of the Peace Act of 1361. Their main role has always been in the criminal justice system. There are now over 30,000 magistrates, also known as justices of the peace, hearing over 1 million criminal cases per year. This represents about 96% of all the cases heard in the criminal justice system. Magistrates do not receive a salary. They are appointed by the Lord Chancellor in the name of the Crown on the advice of the local advisory committees. The job description for magistrates lists the qualities for those wanting to become magistrates, and these include having a good character, understanding and communication, social awareness, maturity and sound temperament, sound judgment, commitment and reliability. Positions are advertised widely. Magistrates are appointed after undergoing a selection process. To become a magistrate, a person must be under 65 and usually live within 15 miles of the magistrate's court at which they will sit to hear criminal cases. There are people who can be excluded from appointment, such as police officers, traffic wardens, members of the armed forces, people with certain criminal convictions, undischarged bankrupts, and those who have a close relative who is already a magistrate in the same magistrate's court. In the magistrate's court, cases are generally heard by a group of three magistrates, one of whom acts as a chairperson. The magistrates make their decisions based on the facts and the law. They fulfill the role of both judge and jury. Okay, in the next episode, we have a little activity, and it's Ronald. He wishes to become a magistrate, and we'll be reading that and looking at the discussion and asking you a few questions on the next episode. Thank you for listening. Your comments, thoughts, views, questions can be sent to Steve's radio show at hotmail.com. And part of this English law review, we can, because we do have a lot of information here at our fingertips, if you are doing research, if you're a law student or you're just sort of studying English law for fun or for a hobby or whatever, if you want, we can provide you with quite an extensive list of all the sorts of materials that we're using at the moment. This all comes from the Open University's Open Learn website, and the links are available on request. Thanks for listening.